It is a little confounding because the Rambam says things that are challengeable from a variety of perspectives. First of all, that the mitzvah per se includes Ibur Shana, number one, that's a controversy. Number two, that it would have to be the best in Hagadol. Okay, the fact that Sanhedrin is needed is a subject of great controversy. And then third, and most prominently, the Rambam's idea that if somehow you wouldn't have Jewish presence in the land of Israel, Dehainu, you wouldn't have a Bezdin Sheberetz Israel or a Bezdin HaSamach Beretz Israel. And we know that, you know, Smicha today is really Netilas Rishus. It's just, you know, the right to Paskin from one's Rebbe, but it's not, you know, the formal Smicha, Ish Mipi Ish, on Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Rambam wrote extensively about the, you know, restoration of Smicha, which he considers to be a prerequisite for Bias Mashiach, you know, Hashiva Shavtenu Kivar Rishona, Vashiva Shavtayach, Vasira Kolb Dilayach, and then Sion B'Mishpati Padeh. So for the Rambam, a lot was riding on that. The Rambam knew better than anybody, presumably, yet there wasn't a Sanhedrin, right? So it's a little confusing how the Rambam, you know, then says we still have Moadim today, because he says, you know, Chas V'Shalom, it should happen that there wasn't a Jewish presence in the land of Israel, then all of the Moadim would collapse. And we've already been promised that that won't happen because the Torah says repeatedly, Chukas Olam D'Roseichem. And he says, you know, what we do, you know, like sort of, you know, we just marked Rosh Chodesh on Monday, you know, that's a Gilei Milsa B'Alma, but that's not really a count. That's not a Re'iyah for sure. Nobody came to a Bezdin and testified. And it's also not really a Cheshbon, because a Cheshbon has to do with the Bezdin HaGadol in their own right. Okay. So let's see the Rambam Mishnah Torah. I indicated to you already that the Rambam had moderated his position slightly, and then, God willing, Thursday and Friday will be in the Shita of the Ramban, and it may take a Monday as well, because it's a very lengthy essay here. Okay, so the Rambam says, again, in Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh, this is the very end of Perek Aleph, note the fact that the Rambam, again, groups the two. Ella be'eretz Yisrael, nothing new there. Shenemar kim b'tzion teitzei Torah d'var Hashem Yerushalayim. V'im haya adam gadol b'chachma v'nismach be'eretz Yisrael. Right, so it's still radiating out from Israel. Kim b'tzion teitzei Torah, but he's no longer geographically in the space of Israel. Something in the news recently about the boundaries of Israel that I seem to have remembered. V'yatza l'chutz l'aretz v'lo hiniach be'eretz Yisrael kemoso. That was a story of Rabbi Kiva at the very end of Masech Tebrachos. But again, it's still radiating out from Israel because he was nismach ve'eretz Israel. It's not in any way compromising ki mitzion teitzei Torah. It's just an expanded definition, Ilan, of what mitzion means. You have to be, is that a din in geography or is that a din in somebody who is nismach So not only is it aser, you know, but it's aser velo mahani. It didn't mean anything. You know, so that's a story at the end of Masech Tebrachos where somebody tried to be ma'aber shanim in chutz la'aretz, and they said to him, "Hey, buddy, you're not Rabbi Akiva, okay? And this is not a situation of lohiniach kamoso." Be'eretz Yisrael. The Rambam in Parakeh, the very beginning of Parakeh of Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh, this is where you see the Rambam's position moderated. So what's the compromise here? Right, exactly. It doesn't have to be Gufa, the Sanhedrin, but a Bezdin that was Nismach, of course, through the Sanhedrin, had Rishus from them. Shekach ne'emar l'Moshe l'Aaron, achodesh l'acham rosh chodeshim, u'mipi ha'shmu olamdu ish me'ish Moshe Rabbeinu, shekach u'perish ha'davar, edus zo tia misura l'achem, u'lechol ha'omed achareichem b'komichem. In other words, anybody who's in your makom, which typically is understood to be in the Sanhedrin, but they could actually give Rishus to a lower body. Avo bizman she'ain sham Sanhedrin be'eretz Yisrael, right, and therefore they couldn't do it themselves, or they couldn't actually give rishus because they're not there. In kovan chadashin ve'in rabbi mishanim el cheshbon ze shanu mechashin bo hayom. So now the Rambam makes reference to the cheshbon that we're using today. Okay, and here in this line, he's already referencing the idea that there is no Sanhedrin in Eretz Yisrael. V'davar ze halach l'moshe misinayhu. Those words never appeared in the Sefer HaMitzvos. Okay. It's not in the Pasuk, HaChodesh HaZeh L'chem Rosh Chodeshim, but it's understood to be the highest level of Torah Shebaal Peh, Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. That is to say, Hashem transmitted orally to Moshe what's going to happen if you don't have the prerequisites for Kiddush Al Pi Ha-Re'iyah. Davar Zeh Halacha L'Moshe Misinai Hu, Shebizman Sheish Sanhedrin Kovin Al Pi Ha-Re'iyah, Uvizman Shein Sham Sanhedrin Kovin Al Pi Ha-Cheshvan Hazeh Shanu Mechashin Bo Hayom, Ve'ein Iskak in the Re'iyah, that they're actually two parallel tracks. There's Re'iyah and there's Cheshvan. Ela Pa'amim Sheyeh Yom Shekovin Bo B'Cheshvan Zeh, Hu Yom HaRe'iyah, it would have been the day that the Yom HaRe'iyah came out in anyway. O Kodem Lo, could be the day before. Bayom O Achra Bayom, or obviously, right, because it's always a two-day Rosh Chodesh. So there's three possible days, either the day of Re'iyah itself, or the day before, or the day after, right? This is one of those months, and we only had one day of Rosh Chodesh. Shemimasa Hizchilu Kol Yisrael L'chashev B'cheshbon Zeh Misof Chachmei HaGemara, not the Hillel HaZaken, but Hillel Nisiyah. Ve'esh Shecharvar Eretz Yisrael, and it was going to become very, very, very clear that there wasn't going to be a functional Beis Din, let alone a Sanhedrin in Eretz Yisrael. Yivlon Ishar Sham Beis Din Kavuah, B'mei Chachmei Mishnah, V'chein B'mei Chachmei HaGemara, right, until the end of the Chachmei HaGemara, Adi Mei Abaye V'Rava, Al Kviyas Eretz Yisrael, Hayu Somchin. So the Rambam imagines that they were able to continue to rely on the normal Kviyah of Eretz Yisrael. And of course, the Ramban's major line of attack is, wait a second, the Gemara of Avodah Zarah says 40 years before Chorban Beis HaMikdash, there was no longer really a functioning Sanhedrin. So what does he mean that until Sof Chachmei HaGemara, they were relying on what was going on contemporaneously in Eretz Yisrael? So let's just start, again, the first paragraph of the Ramban today, which is the the simplest issue of machlokes kasav arav a mitzvah kofnun gimel, excuse me, shenitz tavinu becheshvan chadashim vishanim vizosi mitzvahs kiddush hachodesh hu amaro yisala hachodesh hazalacha mekvar kasavti ki bal halachos v'yasim kiddush hachodesh b'ri'iyo becheshvan mitzvah achas v'yasim ibra hashana b'tosef es chodesh mitzvah acharas v'adin imo v'odati zebikar ishan aval ata osif iyon B'divrei harav, etc., etc. And then he goes on to quote the entire passage in the Sefer HaMitzvos and some of it in the Mishneh Torah as well. So, you know, you could ask yourself what the Nekudas HaMachlokas really is. So, l'chora, according to the Rambam, you know, when we talk about the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, we're really talking about the responsibility of the Beis Din HaGadol over the Mo'adim, essentially. And if that's true, it's got to include Kiddush HaChodesh when the month starts, but it's also got to include the Ibr Shana, because that's going to determine when the Moadim fall out as well, right? When you're Ma'aber Sashana, what you're doing is effectively delaying things so that Pesach can fall out in Chodesh Aviv. That's why we have the concept of Ibr Shana to begin with. You're just not allowed to wait until Nisan, right? Everybody agrees to that. In Ma'aber Sashana, Kvar B'Nisan, right? You have to do it, you know, before the end of the month of Adar. That's one way of looking at it, right? Sort of that's like a holistic way of looking at it. They're controlling the calendar. So controlling the calendar, by definition, has two parts in halacha. But the Baal Halacha Chassidus and the Ramban obviously took a very different position, right? That you have two different maisim. One of them is Kiddush HaChodesh, and the other one is Ibr Shana, right? They weren't looking at this in terms of the result, which is the totality of Sanhedrin's control over the Moadim, but they were looking at the Pu'ula, the Maisa Mitzvah, and clearly these are two very different pulos. One of them is to say it is now Rosh Chodesh, the month has started. The other one is to create an entirely different month in the year. So again, if you're focused on the actual pu'ula or on the Maisa, you'd probably side with the Ramban and the Mahag. If you're focused on the Totsa'a, right, which is obviously to have a functional calendar, so then you take the position of the Rambam. That, I think, is the simplest way to explain the Nekudas HaMachlokes. So God willing, we'll continue tomorrow with the position of the Ramban on this matter. And again, it'll probably take us through at least Monday.